Leading the conversation.
Right, well, what about the race for the UN? You know that the current position of the Secretary General, it's a key position, and the incumbent is Antonio Guterres, right? So next year, somebody else takes over. There are four candidates, and they've been presenting their case, really. Let's find out more about who they are with Gustavo de Carvalho, the acting head of the African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute for International Affairs. Gustavo, thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So where are we at this point in time in this race to lead the UN?
Yeah, so we're still currently in fairly early stages of the race, and we have three Latin American candidates, Michelle Bachelet from Chile, from Argentina, Rebecca Grinspan from Costa Rica, and one African candidate, Macky Sall from Senegal. Certainly what we see at the moment is an early stage where we can still have some new candidates, some potential dark horses coming, but certainly we have at this stage somehow of a split of Rafael Grossi seem to become the preferred choice, particularly for Western countries. Rebecca Grinspan, to a certain degree, potentially being the consensus candidate and perhaps far less controversial than other candidates, and Michelle Bachelet from Chile, Macky Sall from Senegal, being the two candidates at this stage, with more reluctance from some of the permanent members, and in the case of Macky Sall, particularly reluctance from many African countries to endorse him. So an interesting space at the moment, and some front runners, but it's certainly not a done deal at this stage.
What then is the criteria? Meaning, are they obviously the best man or woman for the job? Maybe the obvious thing, but I get it. There are restrictions in terms of who can actually get the job. For example, am I right that you cannot have a member from the country from the UN Security permanent member of being a country being from a permanent member of the UN Security Council? Is that correct?
Yeah, so what you have in terms of Article 101 of the UN Charter, it is, and some resolutions that have been presented that presents, there is a formal criteria for that. So you need to provide a proven experience in international diplomacy and multilateral institutions, managerial reform capacity, ability to deal with Security Council dynamics. Very important in the case of the UN, being able to not only be fluent in English, but also in French. That becomes something that particularly some Francophone countries often do. Formally, there is no impediments for countries coming from permanent members, but what you have effectively have in terms of history, it is that you do need first a candidate that is accepted by the UN Security Council, that is not vetoed by any of the permanent members of the Security Council, and that name then goes to the General Assembly for confirmation. That means that to a large degree, it's not a selection process based on popularity. It is heavily centered in terms of the acceptability of permanent members. But we do have other criteria that have been informally expected. One of them, an increasing pressure that a woman to be selected as the Secretary General, considering that in over 80 years since the existence of the United Nations, no woman has played that role. Latin and Caribbean countries have really been claiming for that to be their time, considering that they have only had Secretary General of the UN once. But to a large degree, I think the current circumstances has a big change in terms of expectations of the very job description that the Secretary General will be doing, in terms of the crisis, a financial crisis that the UN has faced over the years, the legitimacy issues that the United Nations had faced. And that in itself, it is this mix of some of the very loose formal criteria that we have presented by the UN Charter and different UN resolutions, but certainly a lot of pressure being made at this stage by different regional groupings and different permanent members in terms of what is to be expected from that person that will be elected later.
Okay.
You
already made the point that, you know, that person must get the nod from the UN Security Council permanent member. So they have a veto on this appointment anyway, right? So in broader than that, what then would be the powers of the Secretary General? And I asked that question in the light of Antonio Guterres' position, where just about every day he will pronounce about this cannot be allowed to continue. And I'm talking about, say, Israel specifically, with Palestine, but he may say this thing about Russia, Ukraine, and other hotspots in the world, Sudan too. But what is absent is the lack of teeth, the lack of actual bite and power.
Absolutely. And I think you bring a very important point here. So broadly speaking, the Secretary General has the role in terms of managing the bureaucracy of the United Nations with over 40,000 staff at the moment. It is responsible to bringing many issues to the attention of the Security Council and performing many of the executive functions. I think your question is particularly important because it comes a lot in terms of what are some of the expectations between different groups of member states at this stage in terms of what can one expect and what do we expect it to be. And I think perhaps if we play a little bit of words, we have many Western countries looking perhaps for much more of a secretary rather than a general, as someone that is able to manage the reforms and to lead the institution in a more impartial manner that is not necessarily a moral authority in that regard. And we have on the other side many Global South countries that have been looking for that moral authority that is actually able to do that. Certainly the UN is in a very difficult position now. I find it to be a distance, and particularly in terms of the expectations of endorsements of P5 members, permanent members of the UN, that they would accept some more activist type of individual. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why Michelle Bachelet is at this stage very controversial, particularly in the United States and China. And I think to a large degree, what we would be looking for the next couple of months is to identify who is the most accessible candidate in terms of the P5 members and the larger constituency of the UN. And that's what, for me, makes Rebecca Grinspoon a potential dark horse.
And we've made a note about that dark horse maybe being the favorite sometime in the new year. Appreciate your time, Gustavo de Carvalho. Talking about the UN, the race to lead the UN and replacing Antonio Guterres. Before we get to the news, make a note of this. Now, Top Billing brings you the very best in lifestyle, luxury, and inspiration from breath.